I have one more comment that I'd like to make about the Boy Scouts' decisions to allow within the troops gay leadership and gay scouts openly. We did a BT Daily on this last week. We had a number of comments. And I showed at the time that what the scouts had done was, in a sense, broken a very, very strong, long-held line on this very important moral and biblical teaching. I was reading about some further comments about it, and a point was made that I was not able to make in my last commentary on this. And that is, what this will probably do is see the breakup and fragmentation of the entire scouting movement in the United States, which is quite old and quite interesting and very venerable part of the American society. As conservative groups and councils will want to uphold the long-held standing, while more liberal ones will probably go with some of the newer teaching and allow openly gays within their midst. It will break up scouting, a major change that's taking place.
And it's a reminder for all of us, where do we get our values from? How do we define morality? Is it just something we can come up with on our own, or has God delineated those things for us? Or do we take that upon ourselves? And that's the challenge. You know, we should base it on the Bible. That's what God says. We need to do it in that way.
And not only have the lines been broken in this case, but it's a further trend of the blurring of lines and not being able to discern right from wrong, good from evil, based on a biblical standard, which is a problem God addresses.
And that brings us to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. We could get caught up in this and not actually be in the scouts or in the scouting system, just on our perspective on things. Isaiah 5:20 says this, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So we could even get caught up by saying, oh, well, that's fine, that's not a problem, that isn't a big deal. But God says, wait a second, we need to call it like it is.
We're seeing a major shift in the moral compass of the United States, and it really comes down to whether the decision, how we handle this on our own based on God's Word. Really the challenge is this, will we hold the line ourselves and stand in the gap and bridge these breakdowns that are around us in every aspect of our society and hold the biblical high ground of what God says.
Stand strong. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.